Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Every single Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., we know the Freedom 106.5 turns into the digital world with myself, Karen Rose. Now, we have a fully jam-packed show today. We got a lot of tech to talk about. There's a lot of good initiatives happening in Trinidad right now, and these are the things that, you know, bring a smile to my face, because we always talk about the ease of doing business, the ease of getting things done. And there's a lot of complaints that, you know, why are things so hard? But we do have a lot of initiatives that are taking place so that the ease of doing business and the ease of, you know, paying for our services online are met. And we have one of the big initiatives right now out of HTC going cashless. So we have two gentlemen that we're going to be talking to about that campaign. And then we also have, after that, we got Ian Allen from Paywise coming in. Now, if you've heard the name Paywise, that is the first company who has been issued the new e-money license that got passed a couple of months ago. So they have now, they're the first company that got issued the new e-money license, and they have released an app. So if you have been one of those people who have been wanting to have something like a Zelle, a Cash App, a Venmo that you hear about in the States, Paywise is something along that line. So we're going to have Ian Allen from Paywise come in and talk to us all about that. Now, before we get into the HTC campaign, I want to talk to you guys about some big news that are going to be affecting business owners. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we have been hearing about the legal situation with TikTok in the U.S. Now, this is big news, because now that the bill has been laid out and the White House has thrown their full support behind it, this is huge, because if there is a sweeping ban of the platform TikTok, I mean, as much as some people might think that platform is still for kids, still for people who are dancing, no. Since the pandemic, this has been a platform where people have been using to build their businesses, build their brands. TikTok has been the number one way that music artists have been found over the last 2 years. There's a lot of people who stand to lose big if everything goes through as planned with the sweeping ban of TikTok in the U.S. And what makes it even worse is that once that first domino falls, Canada is looking to do a ban themselves. The U.K. is looking to a ban themselves. Australia is looking to do a ban themselves. Then what does that mean for a lot of the businesses and content creators in the Caribbean who have been utilizing this platform to get to build their name and to build their brand? If TikTok takes a hit like this, there may not even be a platform for content creators in the Caribbean for them to use. Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, we still have all of the other social media platforms to leverage. Well, guess what? Because the Meta company and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, once the bill was laid out about TikTok, they jumped on it. They made some sweeping changes themselves. So one of the first big changes was they announced right out the gate that they have stopped their incentivizing program of paying content creators for Facebook and Instagram Reels. They did that the same day the bill was laid out in the U.S. And then they've also launched what they're calling Meta Verified. So Meta Verified is going to cost you about $11.99 a month if you're on Android, and then $16 if you are on iOS. Now, what Meta Verified is, if you pay for the service, you're going to be able to get your blue check mark, right? So we know that there's been a lot of hacking going on, a lot of scamming going on social media. So people have been dying to get the blue check mark so that they can reduce their risk of their business showing up as scams, right? Or people utilizing their brand name as scams. So you're going to be able to pay for it, but then the people who pay for it are also going to get expanded organic reach over the people who don't. Now, if you are paying for the service, this might sound like a good idea, right? Here's the problem, though. What if you are just a regular user not paying for the service? People are already up in arms about the amount of suggested content we get, the amount of ads that we get. And one of the cyber companies, let me grab the name of the cyber company so I can properly quote them. Let me just grab their name. So VPN Overview, which is a cyber company out in the U.S., they pulled together some data and they seen that in their research, searches have surged over 2,400% in 2022 on how to deactivate Instagram. There were over 900,000 searches for how to delete Instagram last year, and then followed up by over 385,000 searches for how to delete Facebook. And in some of the reports, again, people are just wanting to get rid of Facebook because of too many ads, too many scams. They're not seeing any of the content for the people that they want to follow. So there's genuine concerns. That being said, if TikTok is gone, if people are leaving Instagram, Facebook, if they're leaving that at a high rate, if you are a business or a brand or a content creator where you are wholly and solely relying on social media to build your business, 2023 is not the year for you to do that. 2023 is not the year for you to wholly and solely rely on social media for your business, because this is the year where there's going to be some massive, massive changes. It's not going to look the same at the end of the year, right? So what do you have to do to mitigate a lot of that risk that is happening right now? The big thing is you need to start to build out your own digital channels, right? So we know in the Caribbean already, none of the social media platforms like TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, none of these platforms allow us to do any e-commerce, meaning people cannot pay for your products or services on any of these social media platforms. It's not like where it's in the States or the UK where when you have a Facebook shop, people can add their products or services right on the Facebook shop and then they could pay without having to leave Facebook. Same thing with Instagram. We don't have those services available to us in the entire Caribbean. So what that means is we got to use social media to drive traffic back to our website, and it has to be e-commerce ready for the transaction to happen, right? But again, if you're only using social media because that's just where your business is, you have none of the other platforms, you stand to lose big because you have zero control over anything happening on social media right now. And the position you do not want to find yourself in is, let's just say that sweeping ban of TikTok happens, right? And you're losing out on your audience. You guys are losing out big. And you don't have any other platform. You don't have your website. You don't got your email list. You don't got your SMS list, your push notification list. You don't got your CRMs in place. If you don't have none of your other channels that allow you to own the relationship between you and your customers, you're going to be in a big problem, right? So don't rely wholly and solely on social media this year. There are massive changes that are happening. Now is the time to start putting things in place, like getting your website, getting your CRM so that you guys can collect data and collect your data on your customers. You also want to have your email list. Email is big. Again, some people might think, are people still reading emails? Email marketing is still one of the number one forms of marketing because you own the entire relationship with that customer, right? So the more you build that list, and if you can get 10 to 15% of your email list to convert on your products or sales, that's a lot better than, you know, again, you just only having social media and not being able to sell on those platforms, right? So start putting things in place to build out your own digital channels. Keep abreast as to what is going on with TikTok. Keep abreast with what's happening with all of the Meta products, Instagram, Facebook, because there's going to be big changes in the works. I mean, it's in play right now. We just got to really wait to see, you know, how it all shakes out. So it's exciting times, but that's my warning. Start building out your own channels, all right? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills, listen to a song, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the HTC campaign and how HTC is going cashless, all right? So stick around. This is The Digital World with myself, Karen Rose, and we'll be back after the sponsors.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And we are back on The Digital World with myself, Karen Rose, and we got two gentlemen here, and we have a lot to talk about. This is the HTC's More Ways to Pay. So, first up in the building, we got Mr. Jeremy Campbell, the Divisional Manager in Corporate Services of HTC. Jeremy, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And we also have Mr. Carlos Newton, the Manager for Financial Systems and Service Delivery. Carlos, how you guys doing today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having us today.
Boy, I know we have a lot to talk about, but, you know, just so that the Freedom family can, you know, get an idea as to who we're talking to today, you know, let me just enlighten them. So, Mr. Jeremy Campbell is the Divisional Manager for Corporate Services, who joined the HTC team in 2007 and has over 15 years experience in corporate finance, business strategy, project management, and revenue generation. He joined the corporation as a management trainee in 2007 and since then has gained invaluable experience from working with various departments such as allocations, mortgage and rental administration, and social and community services. Jeremy is a graduate of the University of the West Indies and holds a Bachelor of Science degree in business management with a minor in marketing and international relations and two postgraduate degrees, an international master's of business administration with a specialization in oil and gas from the Arthur Lockjack Graduate School of Business, and a master of science in master of science degree in international business from Aston University, United Kingdom, where he was awarded a tuition scholarship. Jeremy, you've done a lot. Carlos is responsible for the planning and implementation of strategies that aid the development of the financial services sector ecosystem, with a key focus on the improvement of delivery of financial service systems to the citizens and users of financial technology within Trinidad and Tobago. He brings over 12 years experience of senior leadership experience that includes operations management, customer service management, business management. He also brings his wealth of knowledge within the fintech industry. He holds a Master of Business Admin from the University of Bedfordshire, UK. How are you doing, Carlos?
I'm good. I'm glad to be in the presence of greatness.
that's for sure. And I thank you guys for both coming in. Again, we know we hear the cry, you know, we want things to be better in Trinidad. We want the ease of doing business. We want to be able to make payments to all of our service providers easier. So talk to us about the HTC More Ways to Pay initiative.
So I could take it from the HTC standpoint. So what we did, we would have had a few campaigns over the last year where we're trying to bridge the gap between technology and the customer and HTC. Mm-hmm. So this is just another step in that direction, right? We would have had the HAFS launch where we would have engaged customers as to how you could check your application online, how you could see where you are on the system, because we know there's this myth that getting an agency house is this fun zone. So we are actually trying to use technology to get things easier for customers to get in contact with us.
Right.
So this More Ways to Pay is just a step in the other direction, whereby we want customers to apply for a house, but we also want them to pay for this house. And that's why we partnered with Carlos here to see how we could bridge that technological gap.
Gotcha. What's one of the biggest issues you guys have seen when it comes for customers making payments for their houses?
So it's a cultural thing. Basically, the HDC perceptually is perceived as being free. So persons get an HDC house and they forget to pay us, apparently, for years. So what we are here to do is to ensure that customers know by paying for the HDC house, it allows us to build more houses, it allows us to have a better footprint in the country, and it allows us to do more things in the communities.
Yeah.
So the main thing we are trying to change is that cultural dynamic where people think that this HDC house is for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do we have an issue with people actually trying paying online? Is there a big shift that has to happen to get people in the mindset of paying online?
Yeah, there's a big shift to happen. This is, again, culture. Mm-hmm. Prior to these different things coming into Trinidad and Tobago, a lot of persons didn't pay online.
Yeah.
unless you had a credit card, you pay Amazon and these different things. You didn't have that ability. So now, with the banks switching to these Visa debit cards that give the persons or citizens the ability to pay online. So we're taking advantage of that shift now and saying, okay, we want to be first in market. Right. AGC was the first corporation within government to take that leap and say, here is what, guys, we're here too.
Right.
We are taking that move into technology, partnering with TTIFC and saying, here is what, IFC, you are the mandated organization for digitizing payments in government. How can we do this?
Right.
So with private sector partnership, with public sector, TTIFC navigating those rails, we're able to bring this to the citizens and trying, as Jeremy said, that culture change.
Yeah.
Trying to get persons to say, listen, I want to do this.
Yeah.
We are trying to say that, listen, it is also safe, because that is a myth. It's not safe. Online is not safe. We're here to tell you, no, it is safe. It is safe for you to use. It's just as using your card in the grocery store.
Yeah.
It is safe.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get away from that, get away from that myth of, I can't do this online.
Yeah.
No, listen, man, it's safe. We're here to tell you it's safe, and go out there, use it, click on that banner, make your payments online.
I think one of the funniest things, and we were talking about this off here, one of the funniest things to me is people just need to pick a struggle. You can't say you online is not safe, so you're going to go line up. Mm-hmm. And then complain that line's too long because everybody don't want to pay online.
Exactly.
Pick a struggle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like one of the, I'm from Canada, right? And one of the biggest things that when we launched like our online platforms and our Visa debit cards like back in like early 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember going into the bank and like every 15-20 minutes when you walk into the bank, it was like Jehovah's Witness. They were like, hey, have you heard about the new Visa debit cards?
Yeah.
No? Come over Come over here. We have a workshop just about to begin. And they had these rapid workshops in the branches that were all focused on teaching people how to use new Visa debit cards, but then also how to use the online banking platforms. And then I also used to work at Apple. So even when I worked at Apple and we were selling people their iPhones and their iPads, we would set up their banking apps and just give them a run through of how to use their online banking app. So I think one of the biggest challenges that I haven't seen really happen in Trinidad that I would love to see more of is more stakeholders start to teach people how to use the systems and platforms that we do have available, because that's really where we're going to get people to get acclimatized to utilizing the technology and not be so fearful.
Definitely, and I just take a little plug here.
Yeah,
TTIFC is working to have something like these things done, going to the grassroots, going to the communities, saying, here is what, digital payments is here, it's here to stay, it's safe. Let's tell you about it. Let's have this discussion. What are your fears? Why don't you want to use it? Tell us why, right? Because we need to know. Because we are developing things in government to aid you.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to use it, then there's a problem. We need to bridge that gap. We need to understand why. And even so, when we're also doing a financial inclusion survey, which is starting pretty soon, to find out why persons want to use the banks. Right? Why people are financially excluded from society. So all these things will aid in developments like AGC, helping AGC to get more persons using these online platforms.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are other agencies coming on board as well.
Yeah.
So we have to ensure that, here's what, we're not putting something there that no one is going to use.
Right.
We have to get usage. We have to drive usage. And how do we do so? Going and meeting the persons on the ground who have to use these systems, or else we're going to end up just as anything else. You create something and no one uses it, then the dyer still born debt.
Correct.
So that's our drive in TTIFC. Partnering with AGC is just the first partnership. As I say, more ways to pay. This is just one initiative. They have others. They already have had others in the pipeline.
Yeah,
this is just one additional way, but there are more ways coming.
Yeah. Lovely. So what is ePay and what are the benefits of the ePay system?
So main benefit basically is that, so in what Carlos would have said, there are different ways to pay. Customers could still come to the AGC, the various offices, San Fernando, Port of Spain, Maloney, and pay over the counter, right? A couple of years ago, we would have linked with Massey, where there's something called SurePay. So while you're buying your groceries, feel free to pay us as well.
Yeah.
This is another initiative where now we can go online. You go on the AGC website, agc.gov.tt. You will see the AGC banner. You will see more ways to pay. You can simply click it and you just follow the instructions. It's just like buying a shoe online, setting up your account for Netflix is very, very, very simple.
Yeah.
Once you make your payment there, the money will hit our account. There's a receipt you will get. You could print the receipt, get an email to the email address that you would have sent, you would have put in. And it's very, 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 very simple. So it's just a way where we are still using traditional ways for persons to pay, but this is another step. The benefit as well is that we have a lot of customers who have relatives abroad. Like you say, you're from Canada.
Yeah.
If you had a grandmother down here, you could basically now make the payments for her.
Okay.
So it's easy. It's basically, if you're not in Trinidad, you could still make payments. If you're on vacation, make payments. If your relatives are away helping you make the payments, they could also do it for
so
you.
So we'd be logging it online.
Exactly.
And make the payments.
Exactly.
That's big. That's big.
It's huge.
That's very huge, you know. I like the fact that we have all of these ways to make the payments, because when we talk about technology, one of the big complaints that we typically get is, if we still want the human touch, there's going to be people who don't want to use the technology, and that's why they want to line up. But if we didn't have these additional channels to make payments online, and every single person in the country had to visit these branches, if you were complaining about long lines before, you'd be complaining about even longer lines after the fact. So whoever can make the payments online, you make your payments online. That's just going to free up people who don't want to pay online.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make the lines smaller, and that way, you get a better customer service experience in store.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what information is needed to issue a payment for HTC customers wanting to pay their mortgages through ePay?
So, all they really need is their account number. Most customers already have that because they come to the HTC to pay that over the counter.
Yeah.
They would set up put their name, their email address, contact, also the account number, and make the requisite payments online, and that's it. Simple.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's good, right? And I think you guys have made it very easy to make that payment.
Mm-hmm.
So if people need to hear that again, just give me back that information again,
right?
Just in case
they missed it.
They missed it.
Right. So the account number that they would have paid for their particular unit, they need to input that information and put their name, their contact information, their email address. Right, they basically will put in their credit card information and that's it. Hit submit, they will get a receipt, obviously an online receipt. It's printable, and we will have it on our database as well.
Okay, Perfect. Now let's address the elephant in the room. Let's talk about security.
Mm.
Right, that's the first thing that everybody says. Right, yeah, online is not safe.
Not safe.
You know, but then again, you know, keeping all the cash underneath your mattress, that ain't safe too.
Yeah, it's safe either.
That ain't safe too. There's a level of risk with anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how secure is ePay?
No, ePay is just as secure as any other platform out there. Just as secure as Amazon, eBay. Because, again, with partnerships, you bring these different things, players to the table. And we have partnered with the Trinidad Tobago Cybersecurity and Incident Response Team to ensure that here is what? These platforms that are launched within government are safe. They are robust, and everyone don't have to worry about, oh, you lose your information, you lose your card, these different things. It is safe. It is safe.
Right.
The product is safe. It's just as safe as going to the grocery store.
Right.
It's just as safe.
Right.
Even safer, because now you're in the comfort of your home.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about any disasters going down the road. You don't have to worry about the traffic. You don't have to worry about anything. You're in the comfort of your home making these payments, and this is what AGC has done. Bring convenience, ease of doing business, which is most important, and understanding the customers. We are bringing these products to you. So it is safe. It is very safe. It's secure. And we continuously doing updates, revisions, monitoring to ensure that the consumers are protected. So it is safe.
Are all Visa debit cards able to make the payments online? Because I know one or two banks had their challenges with online payments. So the Visa debit cards, are all of them able to be used on the platform?
Yeah. So as far as we know.
Yeah.
As far as we know, all banks has made that switch to online for local e-commerce.
Right.
So this platform is a local e-commerce, so you're able to use your Visa debit online.
Right.
For international, it's a different story. They have different products for that.
Right.
So, but for the normal citizen who has a normal Visa debit, for local e-commerce, for payments like these, you can do so.
Right. That's good. That is very good. Listen, I can't even imagine going into a store and paying a bill in person anymore. I don't know who has the time. It's the traffic. It's the lineup. I can't do it. Even just being able to make the payments from your phone, just the comfort of your own home, you know? So I know the second biggest question outside of the security, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so first thing, everybody, you know, they complain about, is it safe? And the second complaint they have, this is going to be how they try to get more money out of us. So is there a fee to use the eBay service?
I have to say yes. There's nothing to be hidden here. No hidden fees. No smoke and mirrors. Yes, there's a fee, as in anything. And look at it this way. If it is I have to leave my home, yeah, I have to pay a fee because I had to get in the car, a taxi, mm-hmm, go to AGC location, and then return to my home. That is a fee.
Right.
Or if you say, no, I have my own vehicle. It's not running on smoke, right? Yeah. It's running on gas. It's even running, if it's electric, it's still using electricity. So that is also a cost. So yeah, there are fees tied to it. As in anything that you do, there is a fee tied to it. And we have tried and partnered with the best partners in the market. You see, Paywise has just arrived in the studio. You know, partnered with the best partners in the market to try to actually reduce those fees.
Right.
Keep them digestible to the consumer. Because we think about the consumer. That's our number, thinking about the consumer. They are your clients. So you have to understand, okay, what is digestible for them?
Right.
You have to look at all these things and then ensure, okay, that fee, working with the banks as well, that fee that we charge, it is digestible.
Yeah.
It is fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair price that you're paying for this
service.
What
is the price?
So
it's basically dependent. It's a percentage of the amount that the customer would pay. I believe it's about 2.5. I'm not sure exactly. I have to get back to you.
Figure. 275 somewhere.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's a lot cheaper than driving.
It is a lot cheaper than driving.
That's a lot cheaper than driving. And as soon as you leave your house, anything could happen.
Exactly. Anything could happen
once you leave your house.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Paywise. Are we able to pay for HTC houses with Paywise?
Not just yet.
No. So this is basically to make your monthly installment, your license to occupy, your rental, your rental and fee. With respect to mortgage payments, that still goes through the bank, where the bank would remit the funds to the HGC.
Okay.
By a wire transfer or check, manager's check. But this is just the first step, because the bulk of customers that we have fall within the rental and license to occupy umbrella. And this is just a way for us to get them to make the payments.
Yeah. Gotcha. Remember we say more ways to pay.
Yeah.
You never know what the future holds.
I like that. And with now, we know that we've launched this new e-money license. So we know that there's going to be a lot more payment service providers coming in. So yeah, there's going to be a lot more. I know there's going to be more ways to pay HTC in the near future. Yeah. Are HTC people able to pay at other locations?
Yeah, so there's three main locations you could come in and pay at. It's Port of Spain head office right there on South Key. There's Maloney, and then there's the San Fernando branch that you could go to pay. But again, we want to not force, but we want to encourage persons to use the online platform, as it's faster and it's easier for persons to make their payment.
Gotcha. What has the feedback been like so far to date? How have the people who have been utilizing the services so far, you know, what has been some of the feedback you guys have been getting?
So on my end, we would have crunched and looked at the data to see how much customers would have utilized the service. We are seeing an uptick every month, almost every day, where payments are being made. Mm-hmm. We actually are seeing larger payments being made. So for example, the average monthly installment, let's say, is between $1,500 to $3,005. We are seeing persons making lump sum $12,000, $20,000, $25,000 payments, which is a good thing because it shows that they are comfortable making large payments. So we believe online payment is not an event, it's a process, you know, so we know that over time persons will get more comfortable and the numbers will just keep increasing. But based on the trends that we have been seeing, it has been an uptick so far.
That's good, man, because again, I can't foresee myself leaving my house to pay a bill.
Exactly. No.
I did it once the other day, and first of all, I felt sick. And the people that were with me were making fun of me. They're like, you host a show called Digital World and you paying a bill in store?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, because I forgot to pay it on time. So I had to go in and pay that day to ensure my services didn't get cut.
Yeah.
But I felt sick. I felt sick going in a store. No, I paid online for everything.
Right.
So if someone wants to engage on the platform immediately, guide us through a step-by-step process to access and use ePay.
Right. Well, so you basically go on the HGC website, www.hgc.gov.tt.
You'll
see a beautiful orange banner pop up.
Mm-hmm.
On that orange banner to the far right, you'll see more ways to pay. Very simple. You click on it, follow the instructions. You just input the information, your credit card information, your name, your account number. Once you fill out everything, you then hit submit. and that's it.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Under the HDC's More Ways to Pay campaign, what are some other avenues can persons honor their obligations to HDC?
Well, that's the thing. The online is just an extension of the traditional ways that customers would pay, coming into the various branches. And when they go to Massey, there is SurePay, you know, and that's something we want to extend as well. So SurePay is another option and traditional ways of payment.
Perfect. And SurePay is in all the Lotto Boat.
It's all in all Massey.
All Massey location has those SurePay.
So buy your groceries and pay us.
Yeah, so feed yourself and then cover your head.
Go ahead.
Changing the culture.
Wonderful. So do you guys have any last remarks for the Freedom family to learn about the HDC? Okay, where can they get more information on the HDC campaign?
Just on the HDC website, and basically just if they need any information, there's a link they could click. That will go to the admin, and we could always get in contact with them. Obviously, if they need further information, I could give you our emails offline, and we could make contact with customers if they need be, or they could also come to the offices, speak to our customer care department, which is very friendly, very engaging, right?
Very, very friendly. I must say. Compared to other locations, I must say very friendly.
Thank you.
That is good.
Right? We have a customer care department. They could send emails there as well. But the last message I would want to send is that we at the agency, in addition to having customers pay us,
right?
We want customers to understand that owning a home is a very serious investment and it's a very serious thing. And we understand there are a lot of illegalities that occur on site. So we want customers, if they see something, say something. If you see somebody that illegally moved into a property, come and tell us. Because obviously that's a home that either is allocated to somebody or could be allocated to a family that is being illegally occupied.
Right.
There's this trend as well where persons are taking money for an HDC property. Obviously, we have numerous campaigns out there saying that you cannot pay anybody for an HDC house. You need to pay in HDC or via the website.
Right.
So it's not possible to pay anyone for a house. So if you know anybody that's doing something like that, please engage us, because that is fraud. And also it's impacting the way in which we provide our services to the customers. So we just want to have that information out there. See something, say something.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, this was very enlightening, and again, I think that it is needed, because Lord knows it is needed. Just being able to make these payments online, so you're not forced to go into a store to make a payment for your HDC, and it's for your home. So I mean, why not pay online, right?
So true.
Thank you for coming in and giving us the information on HDC. And that's we look forward to seeing you guys in the future with more ways to pay.
Definitely. And that's one more plug. In case any ministry, any department out there that want to take advantage of what HDC is doing, feel free to reach out to TTIFC, because we're here to also support you. We are mandated to support you. So reach out to us.
That's a good plug. TTIFC is doing a lot. And I think next week, we're going to be speaking to more from TTIFC. Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking to the CEO of Paywise, Mr. Ian Allen. So keep it locked. This is The Digital World with myself, Karen Rose.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.